2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Democrats, and this is, so you understand, I'm going to go a little bit here into like a deep dive into the Democrats' mentality. I'm talking about the leadership, I'm talking about Biden and the people around Biden and the Democratic National Committee. And just so you understand, okay, there is a mentality, and I think it's extremely clear, okay, there is a mentality that Democrats want Donald Trump to get the nomination. That's number one, okay? Democrats desperately, I mean desperately, all right, want them to get the nomination. That's number one, so you understand. They believe that Donald Trump will be the easiest person to beat. That's what they believe. They believe that Donald Trump is so polarizing that in a general election, there's no way that Donald Trump could win the election. They saw that in the data last time. And they feel like that last time, that data was so abundantly clear that this was so transparent, okay, that this was the only candidate that they wanted to have win the nomination. Now, I'm not saying I agree with any of that. I'm just letting you know their mindset. I want to make that clear. The second thing is they said, look, we know that Trump has a unfavorability rating that is catastrophic politically. Now, in politics, Hillary Clinton had this, right? 74% of primary voters on the Democratic primary, so not the Republican, okay, side, the Democratic primary, had an unfavorable opinion of Hillary Clinton. If you want to know why Hillary Clinton lost that election with more money than anybody had ever had in a presidential election, I think at that point, and lost to Donald Trump, it is because of her unfavorable. Her own team, in essence, just couldn't stand her. They just didn't like her. They didn't like her in the primary. They didn't like her in the general. They just didn't like her. Okay, that's the easiest and the best way that I can describe it. They didn't like her. Plain and simple, they didn't like her. So what happened was, is the people that she needed and you need to win an election, when they didn't show up, it was game over. Right. Like when people don't show up that you need to show up, that you desperately need to show up, when they don't show up for an election, you're going to lose and you're going to lose every single time. And that's basically the mentality now of the Democrats. Well, look, Donald Trump, he may be loved by his hardcore MAGA supporters, but the majority of the Republican Party isn't going to jump all over him. And then the swing voters are not. So therefore, he's the easiest candidate to beat. Now, there's a new poll out that is interesting data on this, and I want you to understand it, so because it's going to be talked about a lot in the weeks and the days ahead. Donald Trump, in the headline for the Daily News, is Trump plunges to 35% favorable rating, and a dire new poll that says 53% of Americans back the indictments against Donald Trump. Then it says, former President Trump's popularity is plunging as his legal troubles mount. Just 35% of Americans have a favorable view of Trump compared to 62% who view him unfavorably. Now, that's not as high as 74% of Democratic voters with Hillary Clinton. Want to make that clear. So he's not even close to the Hillary Clinton mark yet, but the Hillary Clinton mark is like the Death Star at Costco, right? You don't come back from it. This according to a new poll released yesterday. The survey, which was conducted from last Friday to Monday, also found that 53% of all voters, okay, that's Republicans, Democrats, Independents, all voters, say they definitely will not vote for Trump for president in 2024. Now, that's the problem, right? This is what Democrats are saying why they wanted Trump to get the nomination. This is why every time they indicted him, it actually helped him win the primary, and they believe it's going to make him cost him the presidential. This survey, again, if you have all voters and 53% of all voters have already made up their mind and 53% say they will definitely wouldn't vote for Trump for president, then that means that you only have best case scenario 47% of the voters you can get your hands on. That's also another problem for Trump. Another 11% said they probably wouldn't support his White House comeback bid. That's also another problem. These lackluster numbers for Trump extend to opinions about the efforts to prosecute him for trying to overturn his loss in the 2020 election. Some 53% of those surveyed approve of the U.S. Department of Justice's indictment of Trump for his alleged scheme to try to stay in power illegally, compared to just 30% who disapprove of the new indictments of Trump. The poll was taken after Trump's indictment on the federal January 6 probe, but before he was charged late Monday with racketeering in Georgia. The survey reveals a stark divide between Democrats and independent voters on the one hand and Republicans on the other. Some 86% of Democrats backed the indictments compared to just 16% of Republicans. The fact that 16% of Republicans, that's the poll I care about. I would expect it to be 90 to 100% of Democrats back these indictments because they don't care about the rule of law and they want to put a Republican in jail. The part that concerns me now is this part. The indictment, there is a survey reveals that also independent voters are also on the Democrat side with this, okay? And there's 16% of Republican voters, that's registered Republicans that voted in elections in the past, who are saying they are fine with Donald Trump being indicted. That number scares the hell out of me. And the reason why it scares the hell out of me is because if we've lost 16% of Republicans, that's very much like what happened with Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, right? The unfavorables. I don't know how you overcome that in a general election. The election was today. What this means is Donald Trump would lose a head-to-head election against Joe Biden if these numbers stay. Now, can these numbers change? Of course they can, and they have to change. Trump has built a dominant lead, and this is what Democrats were betting on in the presidential race in the GOP primary, even as his legal woes have gotten worse, right? I'm reading from the article again. Successfully using the legal drama as a political weapon to rally Republican voters behind him. And this is what Democrats have been saying behind closed doors now for months and months and months. Here's the other thing that's interesting. 7 out of 10 Republicans view the former president favorably. And about 60% say they're happy he's making a return run for the White House. This reminds me a lot of what just happened in the Republican primaries across the country in seats that we should have won that we lost. For example, Dr. Oz. Okay, Dr. Oz is a great example. Donald Trump came in. He said, Dr. Oz is my guy. Trump supporters in a primary voted for Dr. Oz, and he got his brains beat in the general election. That we lost a seat to Fetterman, for goodness sakes. Can Trump get you across the finish line? He absolutely can. He can get you across the finish line in a primary, but can he get you across the finish line to win an election? That's the problem here. It's the same thing we saw with Carrie Lake in Arizona. Donald Trump came out, said, she's my girl. Guess what happened? She wins the primary, and then she loses the general. There were several races that were lost that we lost because of bad candidate choice. I'll give you another example. Herschel Walker. Donald Trump said, Herschel Walker's my guy. Donald Trump got him across the finish line in the primary. right? In the general, we lost again. The Senate is in the hands of the Democrats because we picked three candidates that could make it through a primary, all right? That could make it through a primary, but could not make it through a general election.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. Democrats, their chosen candidate, they felt like Donald Trump was the easiest candidate to beat. That was their perspective on this. They thought, we don't care if he wins the primary, we just need him in the general, right? Like, let's get him through the primary. Like, we're happy to do that. Let's support him in doing that. Hell, if we indict him and that means that more people, then great, let's do it. Right? Like, this is amazing. This has now become an issue that we need to have that conversation over. And what is it that Donald Trump can do to bring in more people that are on this Republican side that is like never Trump? Now, it's a problem. And this is the same reason why I wanted Hillary Clinton to get the nomination in 2016. Because her unfavorability rating was just so high. 74% of Democratic voters had an unfavorable opinion of Hillary Clinton. That's Democrats. And that what that means is many of them just don't show up and vote for you on election day because they're uninspired by you. Now, if there's a 13 to 17% of the Republican voters that are saying they don't like Donald Trump, we've got a problem. If my advice to overcome this, if I'm sitting in the campaign war room of the Trump administration or the Trump campaign today, is this. We have to make sure the president starts talking more about issues and less about the indictments. He needs to go back to what got him elected in 2016. He said, what I am going to do is I am going to come out and I'm going to fight hard for this country to protect and secure this country. Remember the border. He said, I'm going to build the border wall. Those issues, and if you go back to issues base, if you talk about how your goal is to bring interest rates down, your goal is to bring down inflation, your goal is to go back to an economy that supported, right, the American worker. I also think there's a huge opportunity now for Donald Trump to go back to the minority community and remind them of what he did. I mean, you look at what Donald Trump did, the lowest unemployment rate in history of African Americans, Asian Americans, single mothers, young African American men, the highest unemployment, lowest unemployment rate we've ever had. And you look at what he did to empower people to be able to take care of themselves and make a living and make great money. and you look at the cost of living, you looked at the cost of goods and services, they were incredibly low back then compared to where they are now. There's also a stagnation that's happening in the economy right now that is, and it's because of lack of opportunity. Let me explain what I mean by the lack of opportunity aspect of this, okay? The lack of opportunity that we're now talking about is there are people that used to be able to look at a house and say, I want that house, and I'm going to make that leap from renting because it was cheaper to buy than it was to continue to rent. That is no longer the case. Let's take a house, for example, right now that's on the market for exactly $200,000. All right. That if you look at that house and you look at that price and you say, okay, well, what does that look like? Principal and interest on that house, mortgage insurance, property taxes, home insurance, everything all in, HOA fees, put it all into the average. That right now is going to put you at about $1,422 if you have great credit. That's at a interest rate of 6.5 if you've got it. Now, a lot of people, the national average is about 7.5. So that puts you at $1,554. If Donald Trump goes out there and says, hey, when I was president, that same loan that now is costing you over $1,500, and let's use exact numbers here, you do $1,554 at the current interest rate. When I was president, you could have gotten that same loan, and you know what it would have been? $1,089 at 2.75% interest. He was saving you $6,000 a year just on your house note at a $200,000 house note. To a lot of Americans, when you hear that you just that Donald Trump was saving you over $500 a month on a $200,000 house just because of his economy compared to Joe Biden's economy, that resonates with people. That's $6,000 a year. There's a lot of people that would look at that and say, okay, that's a really big deal. Now, if the part that's amazing is the home prices have skyrocketed. And if you look at this, go to a $500,000 house, okay? $500,000, and this just goes back to the issue of buying power. It's a simple math equation. At $500,000, Donald Trump, to buy a $500,000 house was zero down, okay? This is financing all of it. $0 down was $3,488 a month to borrow $500,000. If you do the current interest rate right now, that skyrockets to $5,000. That's a $1,500 difference per month every month. You do $1,500, you're talking about almost $20,000 a year in savings. The difference between buying that house and not buying that house was many Americans could afford it under Donald Trump. They cannot afford it right now under Joe Biden. These are the issues where people will listen to you because you're talking about the opportunity and you're talking about how your dreams are being destroyed by a president of the United States of America that has taken away the dream of home ownership, which is a nonpartisan dream. Independents, Republicans, Democrats dream of owning a home. And that's why you look at it now and you see where these interest rates are and you see that, okay, so under Trump, a house, a $500,000 house, zero down, cost me about $3,500, and now it costs me $5,000, $1,500 a month. You add up inflation for food and groceries. He needs to go back to those basic conversations. And if you go back to those conversations, okay, if you go back to those real conversations and you talk about them and you have that conversation and you keep it simple, stupid, as I call it, it is amazing what can happen. It's amazing what can happen because of this conversation. I was also talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about, you know, looking at housing. And they were talking about just how brutal taxes have become on houses. A lot of taxes have gone up, and people have a problem with that. And I sit there, and I'm like, yeah, this is what happens now. In this economy, okay, when you add it all up, folks, it is amazing just how much it's costing to live. If he can stay focused and just have that conversation, I think the outcome could be incredible for him. but he has to go back to the basics. And that's how you get people to say, okay, I'm willing to have this conversation with you. Okay, I want to have this conversation with you. I want to have this conversation. I want to have this debate. I'm willing to have this debate.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
New poll numbers out that look good for the president if you're winning a primary. I do believe that Donald Trump's going to get the nomination at this point. I think it's very clear. But Democrats are hoping that these numbers, these unfavorable, stay true. The question is, what does Donald Trump need to do to reach out to others? And what does he need to do to make sure that he is not alienating too many voters for a general election, so there's no way that he can win? You've got to get 50 plus one. You have to inspire voters. And if you don't inspire voters, you're going to have serious issues. 535-9732, 535-9732, the 800 number, 1-800-474-9732. Charlie Sykes, who is a Democrat, he was on TV this morning. He acts like he's a Republican. He's not. And this is what they had to say about this new poll out. 57% of Americans think Trump should be prosecuted on federal criminal charges. Listen.
Close races. I never had close races. I got angry if it ever looked like it was going to be a close race. We ran and we ran hard and we ran to win. And now you've got people who are running to lose. They see the numbers. They know they're going to lose. And these politicians, you know, it's almost like a doctor that opens up a patient to see if they have cancer, finds it all over their body, closes the body, and tells the patient, you're fine. You're good. You're going out. Clean bill of health. Enjoy yourself.
For a while.
When the doctor knows what's going to happen. This is what Republican leaders are doing now. They know they're going to lose with Trump.
They're followers of the base, and they've been doing this for 7 years. And many of them know, obviously, that they're going to lose with Trump, but they're also afraid they will lose without Trump. I mean, this is the corner they've put themselves in. They've got a base that is so rabidly behind the cult leader that if Donald Trump is defeated or pushed aside, they're worried that those voters won't turn out and vote. So they have to figure out, how do you push past Donald Trump without antagonizing his base? And nobody has figured that out yet. But I do think you know, to your previous questions, I think the debate in Milwaukee next week is going to be kind of interesting. And by the way, Joe, I totally agree with you. I don't think Donald Trump's going to show up. But we'll see whether or not there, you know, there is a response to this massive reality check from the other candidates, whether Tim Scott actually wants to run for president or wants to run for vice president. Because if there's going to be a pivot, it's hard to imagine that it doesn't happen relatively soon.
I think that there are doomsdayers for sure over there at MSNBC. But the point that they're making here is one that we shouldn't overlook. I'm not worried if I'm on the Trump campaign about the primary. I think we're going to own it if I'm on that campaign. What I'm worried about is the general. And they need to start pivoting to the general to understand that the general is really, 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 really important. And that the general election is something that you can't just overlook it, and you can't just say, oh, it's going to be fine, I'm Donald Trump. You have to have a strategy more than just, I'm Donald Trump, I'm going to go out there and start talking. Like, this is you got to have a strategy that makes the American people pay attention, those that normally wouldn't pay attention. Lindsey Graham also last night was on Hannity. And he was talking about the Trump indictment and the politics of this. You're criminalizing a contested election. There is a chance that you could also use that, if you use it the right way, to explain to voters, hey, you don't want this in America. This is like the banana republic.
A hurricane never should have happened. He couldn't corroborate a single right. item in the Steele dossier, but neither could the FBI prior to using that dossier in four FISA warrants. And it says verified. And they offered Christopher Steele $1 million to corroborate that. How come nobody got held accountable? And by the way, didn't we have top secret classified documents in four locations that Joe Biden had?
Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious. You know, the Clinton people took a hammer to a computer, right? They took a hammer to the hard drive. They took bleach bit to wipe away emails, and nothing happened to her. So in the Mueller investigation, the FBI lawyer sent false information to the FISA court. The FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice, and really nothing's ever happened to those people. There are no rules when it comes to Donald Trump. What's happening in Georgia is criminalizing contesting an election. Stacey Abrams went on television night after night saying she was cheated, and nothing happened to her.
Well, Hillary Clinton
said enough of this already.
Hillary Clinton said the election was stolen. She said repeatedly Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. There were groups supporting her that actually were involved in money raising for, quote, alternate elector schemes. Nothing happens there?
Well, apparently not. The way you fix this is to elect a Republican president, and it will be Donald Trump the nominee. If they're trying to give Donald Trump the nomination, they're doing a hell of a good job. I think Republicans are rallying around President Trump. I thought he was a great president. I thought he got it right. He secured.
By the way, I think the point he's making there is spot on. Like, they're trying to give it to him. They think he's the easiest to beat because of these poll numbers. And if you look at these poll numbers, you're not inaccurate in this. But as he just described it, Republicans are going to have to start rallying and remembering what he did as president. But that's the job of the Trump team, to remind them of what it was like when he was the president.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. House and Senate Republicans are teaming up to crack down on the FTC for destroying documents related to a congressional probe. This breaking overnight. Top Republicans on Capitol Hill are now vowing a major crackdown on the Federal Trade Commission for allegedly destroying documents related to a congressional probe. By deleting the documents, the FTC likely violated federal law. It also impeded congressional oversight of the FTC's recent unprecedented actions, including its proposed rule banning non-compete clauses. That is what Senator Ted Cruz, a Texas Republican and ranking member on the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, wrote in a letter to the FTC chairman, which was dated for Thursday, and it was released to the public. Congress and the public deserve an explanation of why the FTC improperly destroyed records, what records it improperly destroyed, and what steps will be taken to ensure it never happens again, is what Cruz wrote in his statement. He was also joined by Representative Jim Jordan, an Ohio Republican and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Representative James Comer, a Kentucky Republican, the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. The letter by Republican legislators comes about a year and a half after the FTC's in-house watchdog, the Office of Inspector General, found multiple failures in the FTC's record-keeping process. How convenient, right? The Republicans are now alleging that the FTC improperly deleted documents on purpose that Jordan had requested in relation to the agency's new rule that would ban private sector employees from requiring workers to sign non-compete clauses that restrict them from working for competitors or starting new businesses that offer similar services for a period of time. Now, this obviously is an important case because this could impact you if you've ever signed a non-compete. Jordan in February said the rule would wipe out roughly 30 million existing non-compete agreements. And while the FTC highlights estimated benefit of the rule, it made little effort to qualify the costs, according to Jordan. Jordan said the rule exceeds the commission's delegated authority and imposes a top-down, one-size-fits-all approach that violates basic American principles of federalism and free markets. Jordan saw at the time, among other things, documents related to the litigation risk due to rulemaking, the economic analysis related to the rulemaking, and the communications between the FTC and third parties about the rulemaking. In May, the FTC just happened to inform the House Judiciary Committee staff that it had deleted material likely responsive to the committee's requests, including records of employees on detail from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, who led all of the FTC's rulemaking. This is where the cover-up comes in. The FTC's deletion of documents responsive to a congressional inquiry underscores the OIG's conclusion in 2022 that the FTC has not prioritized records management nor embedded it as a value of the agency's culture. Why did they do this? Because they didn't want you to see what they were actually doing. Moreover, it suggests that the agency is not committed to complying with the law and that it may continue to delete records that are relevant to ongoing investigations. This is not how a federal agency should be run, they wrote. The GOP trio notes in their letter that the federal law imposes important record-keeping equipment on the FTC. The Federal Records Act requires the head of every federal agency to make and preserve records about the agency's functions, policies, decisions, procedures, and essential transactions. It further requires agency heads to establish and maintain a record scheduling process pursuant to which the agency must identify the records it has, determine how long each of the records is deemed valuable, and when there is no longer a need for them at the agency, request authority to either legally destroy the records or transfer them to the National Archives. So in translation, I want you to understand what they did here. They said, hey, we want these documents. And in response to asking for those documents, they stonewalled for a little over a year. And then they said, oh, whoops, our bad. We don't know what to do. Like, our bad. Like, just sorry, our bad. We just lost these documents. Well, we didn't really lose them. Okay, what we did was we destroyed them. So the documents that we needed, you destroyed. Yep, that's exactly what we did. I just want you to think about that and what that actually means. It is, I think, incredibly shocking that this is now what this government does when they're asked a question and or they're asked about something that clearly is extremely important. If they know they're caught, they're then saying, well, we'll just destroy the records. Now, if you and I do that, in theory, right, when they're officially, if someone from a government agency is asking for them, what are they going to do? I think you guys know what's going to happen. They're going to come after us with the weight of the government. They're going to charge us with crimes. If you did this after the government asked for your records for anything that they were dealing with, it would be game on, and you would be probably prosecuted. But the people that run the FTC, and we're talking about millions of documents, they just decided, ah, screw it, we're just going to delete them. Then you guys won't ever be able to see what we were actually doing, and that means that we win, you guys lose. That's pretty much the easiest way that I can explain how this went down and what happened. This was done deliberately, on purpose, right? This was clearly a very calculated decision. This was a decision that they said was worth the risk. And they basically said, we don't believe we're going to get in trouble for this. We might get our hands slapped, but the Democrats will cover for us because what we're doing now, we can do whatever the hell we want to do whenever we want to do it. And we feel good about it. And that's really what's happened here. Like that's how this has gone down. This is also, you may say, well, I don't really care that much. This doesn't affect me. It's a pattern, and that's why you should care. It is a pattern of corruption that is consistent with this administration and with anything they don't want you to see. They just say, all right, we're just going to delete it, right? We're just going to get rid of it by deleting it, and none of you are going to see it. Like, none of you are going to be able to witness what we did in the past. We won't let that happen. And I think that is the biggest problem of everything that I just described. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends. Hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple, or subscribe or auto-download, depending on where you're listening. And you can get every single show, obviously, for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.